Okay, we're up to the bottom of Lamed Zayin of the days. Okay, so the Mara said we learn from the pasuk Kol Cheirin, Asher Yochur Min HaAdam, according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Hananya Ben Akavya, we learn from there that if a person is Yotzi L'misa after the Gemar Din, and somebody says Erko Alai, that he's Potter. There's no, he doesn't have any Erech. And Rabbi Hananya Ben Akavya says, no, that he does have an Erech. He doesn't have any Damim. He doesn't have any worth to be sold, but an Erech is a set amount, an Erech he has. Okay. So the Gemara says, so what does he do with that Pasuk Kol Cheirim? He doesn't learn from there that Lo Yipada, that there's no Erech. So what does he do with the Pasuk of Kol Cheirim Lo Yipada? So he needs it for, the Gemara says, for what Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bruka said. That person who is gets misa v'dei shamayim by shor haniskel. So you kill the shor, and the gam ba'al of yumas. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean you kill the owner, but he, what's it called? He pays, and that's kofar. He pays a ransom for his life. It's as if he got killed. So there it says in kofar yushasalav, right? Doesn't mean im, if. But when kofar will be put on him, and he pays and he doesn't get killed. So I might think, afbidei Adam kein, I might think that also by misa bidei Adam, you can ransom somebody and not kill him. Talmud lomar, cheirim min ha'adam lo yipada. Okay. The Gemara says that, how do I know that? Maybe only by misas chamuros, where there's no kapara for their shogeg. How about misas kalos? Right, the Gemara says, kol cheirim. Okay, now the Gemara asks, this limud we already know from another pasuk. Lo sikhu kofar lenefesh rasha asheru rasha lamus. Lenefesh adam asheru rasha lamus. Somebody who's liable to a death penalty, you don't take money from him. So why do we need the pasuk kol cheirim lo yipada? Right, when I have already a pasuk lo sikhu kofar lenefesh adam asheru rasha lamus. Lo sikhu memona mineva siftere. Kol cheirim lomali. So why do I need the pasuk of kol cheirim? Rashi, v'lo memele shmas lo milo sikhu kofer. Hagabi rotzeach ksivas. That's said by a rotzeach. The nitne kapara l'shigigaso. And over there, there is kapara for the shogeg. And still, even though there's, this is not misos hamuros, because it's nitne shigigaso le kapara, Vashmin and Krosh lo yatzlas asum mamon. Still, he's not allowed to pay money and not, you can't let him pay money and not get killed. The lama li isu kol cheirim. Why do I need the pasuk kol cheirim? Tell me the same halacha. Omer Rami bar Chama itzrich. No, you need both of them. Sol kedai techamine hane mile hecha the hargo derech aliyah. That you need two psukim that you don't take money from a rotzeach to pater him from the din misa. One is talking where he killed him derech aliyah shalom nitne shigasla kapara, where there's no kapara for shogeg. And even though Tosus points out, right, derech aliyah is not more chomer, it's more kal, but the misa, there's no kapara for shogeg. You don't go to Ari Miklat, right? So it doesn't make a difference if it's kal or chomer. La misa, there's no kapara for the shogeg. Aval hargo derech yirida the nitne shigasla kapara ema nishkol mamoni minevin iftere. But if you killed him derech yirida, where had you done that b'shogeg, you would go to Ari Miklat and there'd be a kapara. So maybe then you could take money also, even if he did it b'mezid. Kamash malah, no, you should need one pasuk where he killed him in a way that had he done it b'shogeg, he would have gone to Ari Miklat. And the other pasuk had he killed him in a way that if he had he done it b'shogeg, he still wouldn't have gone to Ari Miklat. Rashi, ani mile de lo sikhu kofer liftor otseach mezid miktola, heche de hargo be mezid derech aliyah, bahanofas yado, he called me a chorov. He hit him with his hand on the way up. Had it been bishogeg, he wouldn't go to Golis then. De kavanot, de chavose, bishogeg lo nitin le chaporis Golis. Kedusiva yapil derech nefila. In order to go to Golis, the way that you hit the person has to be derech nefila, not derech aliyah. Okay. This, that you don't make a difference. But why do we say we need two psukim? One for where had he killed him b'shogeg, what's it called, he would have gone into galus. If he kills him b'mezid, you don't take money. And one, for where if had he killed him b'shogig like that, he wouldn't have gone into galus. There also you don't take money. Why didn't you two psukim? That we learn mitanat v'chizkiah. The tanat v'chizkiah, maka adam and maka behemah. We had this before. The Torah is makish, maka adam to maka behemah. Ma maka behemah lo chilakta bo ben shogi l'mezid, ben miskavim l'shem miskavim, ben derech yirid l'derech aliyah l'potra v'mamon, ela l'chayva mamon. Just like but maka behemah, you're chayiv in all cases. Doesn't make a difference, shogig, mezid, derech aliyah, derech yirid, you're always chayiv. Af maka adam lo tachlok bo ben bishogeg l'mezid, ben miskavim l'shem miskavim, ben derech yirid l'derech aliyah l'chayva mamon, ela l'potra mamon. So too by maka adam, you'll be potter from paying in every instance, whether it's shogeg, mezid, whatever. Because, what's it called? Because you're going to be chayiv misa, or have done something that had you done it, the mezid would have been chayiv misa. So therefore, you can't be mechalik between the halacha of not paying, and being, what's it called, potter, whether it's the kind of shogeg that you would go to galus, not to go to galus, makes no difference. It's across the board. Just like by maka behema, you always pay across the board. So too by Makia Adam, you never pay across the board. So we already learned that from Tanit Vechizkia. What do I need two psukim by one Losik Hukofer and Kol Cheirim to tell me that it makes a difference if how you killed him, right? Whether you're potter from mom, whether mammon can pat you or not. Lechara, we learn from Makia Adam and Makia Behema that you don't make such chilukim. Rashi mit der Tonne weg ist genafka schein khilak bin der khalil der khirida le khayvo mamon who are doing with those. So the same thing would be, not only don't you pay, but surely if you pay it doesn't take away the khiv misa the lo yia asan mia istrich. However, still we still need the pasuk lo yia asan. The pasuk of Tonne weg ist only tells me that once we know that from lo yia asan that misa patters you from mamon, this pasuk of the Hekish tells me that it patters you for mammon in every case. But if I only had the Maka Behem and Maka Adam, I wouldn't know that Misa patters you altogether. From the Hekish I could learn just the opposite. Just like you always pay when you kill an animal, you always pay when you kill a person and never get Misa. If there's a chiyuv mammon. If there's no chiyuv mammon, then you get misa. But where there's chiyuv mammon, you pay and you don't. Therefore, I need the pasuk lo yia'asan to tell me where there's misa and mammon, you get the misa, not the mammon. Now, from the hekish, I learn you always get the misa and never the mammon, no matter what the case is. The hasha nafkalam p'tur tashlum and amazing me lo yia'asan al korchach hekesha lifter shogeg derech aliyah. Now the hekish comes to tell me that you always get misa and never pay mammon. Elo Amar Rami Bar Chama Itzrich. No, you need two psukim. Sokadaicha mina honey mila hechid the simas einu vaharigba. Right? I might think that the time that you don't pay money, right, you can't take kofar or whatever, is where you blinded somebody, and at the same time you killed them through the blinding. So there's hezek, there's the blinding, you mazik him, and you killed him in the same action. There, the misa overpowers the mammon, because they're mamish in the same thing. What you killed him with is what you owe money for, the blinding. But if at the same moment you blinded him, you also, what's it called, you didn't shoot a bullet through his eye and killed him by blinding him, but you, at the same moment that you blinded him, you also shot him through the heart. Right, somehow at the same time you blinded him, you knocked him in the what's it called, the eye, and with the other hand you stabbed him in the heart. So he didn't die because of the blinding. There's two separate things. One is you chayv mammon for the blinding, had you not killed him. At the same time that you blinded him, you stuck a knife in his heart and killed him. So I might think over there it's two separate things. You pay him for the eye, and you also get killed for killing him. Right? But maybe there you do have to pay, or if you pay you don't have to get killed, right? So there, what's it called, that's why you need both psukim. one for where you killed him with what your chayiv mamon, and one where you killed him and your chayiv mamon for something else that you did at the same time. That we learn from the different tonet vechizkia. The tonet vechizkia, ayin tachas ayin, velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. The fact that you don't, what's it called, even if you did something else, right, you don't have to pay. We learn from this halach of ayin tachas ayin, and not ayin v'nefesh. If you take out the guy's eye, right, it can't be that your mamash take out his eye, because sometimes he'll take out the guy's eye and he'll die. And he only took the other guy's eye out and he didn't kill him. So you can't be what's it called, but we learn from there also you don't do both things. Because if you do both things, what's the problem? Elamai, you don't do both things. You only do the mamon and not the nefesh. Rashi. Bedover echod, b'maka acheres u'b'bas achas. When bedover acher, you hit him, like we said, you stab him in the heart at the same time that you punch him in the eye. With one hand you did one the other one. Elo amarami barchoma, itzri chad mehani kroy lashminan, the lo levit beitarte, the afogad the nafkalami velo yoson. Still, from Oli Yosan, I might think that the only time you're potter from Mammon, if you're Chayiv Misa, is if it's the exact same thing that you're Chayiv Misa for, you're Chayiv the Mammon for. You shot somebody through the eye. You're Chayiv Mammon for his eye, you're Chayiv Misa for shooting him through the eye and killing him. But Ha'ani Mila Dilo Anshin Levitarti Hechadisima Seinu Vahargo Baba Osomako Mace. That's when the Misa potters you from the Mammon, because they're exactly the same Misa. But if you blinded him and didn't kill him, at the same moment that you blinded him, you stand him in the heart, maybe there, we should consider it two separate things, you pay for both. You get Misa for the stabbing and Mammon for the eye. Zamora says, what's it called? You don't need a pasuk for that. That I learned from Tanit Vechizkia. That if you shot him through the eye and blinded him, and killed him at the same time through the same Maisa, right? That I know from Tanit Vechizkia. Mi'idak Vechizkia Nafka, Delo Sanche, that you don't give him both. Velo Ayin V'nefesh Tachasayin. Mi'nei Kai Malon Bachovil to Ayin Tachasayin Lav Mamish. That's one of the proofs that Ayin Tachasayin doesn't mean literally, but it means Mamon. Because if you would, somebody blind somebody, and you would blind him, sometimes he would die because of the blinding. And then you're doing two things. You're killing him and blinding him, which is not fair, because he only blinded the other guy. But even though we learn that to teach me that ayin tachasayin doesn't mean literally, but we also can infer from there, mihu, shamina mina delo savid beitarte, that you can't do both, can't do two. It doesn't make if he died or not died. We never do two onshim for the same thing. So why do we need these two psukim, what's it called, of lo sikhu kofer the tonet vechizkia? L'chora, we don't need both psukim, because the case of sima seino and hargo, I already know from the case of ayin tachasayin. Mara says, "Ela Omer Ravashi Itzrich." So, kedai tchamina hoil the chiddushu shechid shetorah biknas. Even since we don't need the psukim for Mammon and Misa, we'll say a meino inyan for Mammon. It's telling me that knas you also don't pay, because I might think a knas is a chiddush. You're paying more or less than you actually damage. So since Knas is a Chiddush, I might think that when it comes to Knas, you do pay with Misa, unlike Mammon. And even though the Pasuk's talking about Mammon, but it's a main Oinyan. If you don't need it for Mammon, then it's for Knas. So I might think that, what's it called, without this Pasuk, that Knas you do pay together with Misa, right? Because it's a Chiddush. Afagav the Mikdul Meshalim, Kamash Malon, that, no, even Knas you don't pay. And even though the pasuk again is talking about mammon, we learn it from an imenu inyan. Rashi, So kadai techamina chidishu shechid shetora bechol tashlumei knas she'ein o din alegzeris melech bi'alma. It's not a din. I'm paying for what I damage. I'm paying more or less set amount. So that's the stam alegzeris hakosuf. The kivan dechidishi ugzeris chok ema afal gav deika behed behadei misa. Right, l'shalom. I might think you have to pay it even if you're going to get killed. Knas is different than mama. Kamash malon chad mehanekro yisera. She'eno inyan l'mamon t'niu inyan l'knas. That if it's not, we don't need it for mamon, so we have an extra pasuk to tell me that also you don't pay knas. Gemara says, well, the rabba the omer chidishu shechid shetora b'knas afagav the mikl mishalim. Rabba, who had it before, learns that by knas you do pay. Right? You do get misa and mamon by knas, because it's a chidish. So he doesn't need that pasuk to tell me, he can't have that pasuk to tell me that knas you don't pay, because he holds you do pay. So what does he do with that extra pasuk? Right? Hai kol cheirim ayo. What does he do with the pasuk kol cheirim? You can't need it for knas because he holds from other psukim that you do pay knas. So for loketanakam at Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, that we learn from that pasuk that a person who is nigmar hadin to be killed and somebody said erko alai doesn't pay. Right? The all of this we only were going on the other of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya who said that you do pay. Erech. So then, what do you need the pasuk for? Right? Not to tell me you don't pay, because you do pay. So therefore, we needed all these other things. But according to the Tanakhama, it's pasuk. You need that pasuk to tell me that you don't pay an erech. Ketanakhama, the Dorish Leba Omer Erko Shal Yotzi Lahori Golai. He learns from that pasuk, Kol Cheirim, Lo Yipada, that if somebody was Nigmar Hadin to be killed, and somebody else said Erko Alai, even though it has a set amount, you don't pay. There's no. He doesn't only doesn't have any domim. He doesn't have any erich either. Okay. Okay. Stop here. Start the mission.
Have a minute that he should pay for the eye and get killed.
Yeah.
What's the value of the eye?
What?
What's the value of the eye?
Oh, not now. Nothing. But no. So what's it called? Before he died, there was a chiyuv mamon, right? Before the guy died, the eye was what? No, it came at the same time. The maisa was the same maisa, but the guy got blinded, and then he died from that wound. So there was a chiyuv mamon to begin with, and then it ended up to be misa. So we'll pay for the eye, whatever was the things when he was alive, and now he's dead. We'll give him misa for that. No, so they didn't come exactly at the same time, right? The guy's eye was blinded, and he died eventually from it, right? 2 seconds later, an hour later.
So the value at the time of the evaluation?
Yeah, you know, the value well, before he died.
He's not evaluated.
What? No, at one point you blinded him, and you damaged him. Yeah. So there was Boshes. That Boshes didn't get away. The Tsar didn't go away. It's just that now there's another Chiyuv of Misa. So for the Boshes he gave him and the Tsar you gave him, there's obviously no Ripui, right? There's no Sheves, but there's Nezek, right? You damaged him. Had he lived, he would have been, what's it called? He couldn't have been a pitcher anymore. He'd have to be a Shomer Kishui.
Okay, we're on Lamed Ches Omer Aleph. Mishnah. Naro shenisarsov and isgarsho. A Naro who had Erisin, so she's still a Basula, and then she was divorced, because if she'd still be an Arusa and somebody raped her, then she would get Misa. No Knas. So she was Nisarsa and isgarsho. Pasuk says that, by Anusa and Mefuta, it has to be Nara Vesula Asher Lo Orasa. So here she was Orasa. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Ein Lo Knas. Torah says Beferish Asher Lo Orasa, and she was an Arusa. So therefore, she doesn't get a Knas. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yesh Lo Knas Uknos Aliatzma. Rabbi Kiva says she does get a Knas, but instead of the Knas going to the father, right, the Knas goes to her. Hirashi, Shinsars of Nisgarsha, Dilu Arusa Shalom Nisgarsha, Chayiv Misa, Vein Shom Knas. If she's still an Arusa and he raped her, then she doesn't get a Knas because he gets Misa. Ein La Knas, Time of Mefarish B'Gemara. Gemara explain why she doesn't have a knas. V'reisha diktoni eishes ochi v'eishes achi ovi b'nis arso v'nis garsha askinon uktoni eishlem knas Rabbi Akiva hi. And the reisha of the mission that says by nis arso and nis garsha, by eishes ochiv or eishes achi oviv, there's no chiyuv misa, because there's what's it called, they have a knas because there's only a chiyuv kori, it's not a chiyuv misa. Has to be talking over there also where she was an arusa, so she's still a basula, because if she was in a suwa, she wouldn't be a basula anymore, and nisgarsha, and it has to go according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that once she was an arusa, she never gets a knas anymore, because the Torah says Asher lo orasa, and she was an arusa at one time. Okay, my time is Rabbi Yosef Aglili. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosef Aglili that she doesn't get a knas? Omar kro Asher lo orasa, the ha orasa. It says she wasn't an arusa, and she was an arusa, even though right now she's not, but she was, and therefore she doesn't get a knas. Ho orasa ain't lo knas, Rabbi Akiva. Asher lo orasa lavia, ho orasa liatzma. Rabbi Akiva learns the diuk is, if she was a nara who's lo orasa, the knas goes to her father. But a nara who was orasa, the knas goes to her. Not she doesn't get any knas, but it goes to her. Elamiyata nara velo bogeres hachinami dileatzma, besula velo buula hachinami dileatzma. There are other conditions in the pasuk. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? It says she has to be a nara and not a bogeris. Right? She has to be a basula and not a non-basula. And she has to be not orasa and not orasa. Three conditions. So Rabbi Akiva learns by the orasa that she does get a knas, but it doesn't go to her, it goes to her father. Why isn't the same thing by the other ones? If she's a bogeris, there is a knas, it goes to her, not to her father. If she's not a basula, there is a knas, it just goes to her. Why does he learn by the other two that if it doesn't fit the criteria, there's no knas at all? And by the case of the low orasa, there he says that even though she's an orasa, there is a knas, but the pasuk's saying that if Asher low orasa, the knas goes to her father. If she yes orasa, the knas goes to her. Why is he mechalik between the condition of Besula and Bogeres to Besula and Nara? Right, that there's no knas at all if it doesn't fit that criteria, whereas the tnai of lo orasa, there he says that there is a knas, but it goes to the father. That's the deal. Well, how do you make a difference between the different criteria? Omer lecha Rabbi Akiva, hai lo orasa mi boyele lechidetanya. No, the lo orasa you need for a different purpose. Therefore, you can't be medayik from it that there is no knas. Asher lo orasa prat lenara shenisarso v'nisgarsho she'en lo knas div Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And this is the brisa where we see Rabbi Akiva holds different in the brisa and holds in the mission. We'll see in a second. That says in the Torah, Asher lo orasa mashmif, if she was an arusa at some point, then she doesn't get a knas at all. That's what Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, similar to what he said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva omer yesh lo knas uknoso li aviha. And Rabbi Akiva says she does have a knas, and the knas goes to her father. It's a different sheet in Rabbi Akiva than what he said in the Mishnah. So there's two Tanoim leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Tan of our Mishnah holds, Rabbi Akiva holds, she has a knas, but it goes to her. And therefore the Tanai of Asher lo orasa is only on who it goes to, but not that there's no knas. Now in the Braisa he says that's a regular case. Even though it says Asher lo orasa, still, if she was arusa, she gets the knas, there is a knas, and it goes to the father. Regular thing. So then what do you need a pasuk? What's the pasuk tell you? The pasuk is therefore not, you might not makayin the pasuk at all. So what does Rabbi Akiva learn? The hadin nosein, and it has to be like that. Misvara, that the knas should go to her father. Why? Ho'il v'aviyah zakeh v'kesef kidusheho, v'aviyah zakeh v'kesef knosa. Ma kesef kedusheo afobishin esarso v'nisgar shalaviyah af kesef kenosa afobishin esarso v'nisgar shalaviyah. The svara is that the Torah gave kesef kedushin to the father as long as she's a nara, right? Nureha beisaviha, that kol shvach nurim laviyah, anything that she
generates money wise when she's a Nara goes to her father, including Kesef Kedusha. That doesn't make a difference whether she was married and divorced. As long as she's still a Nara, the father still gets a Kesef Kedusha. So why should it make a difference if she was a Nara who got Arusa and divorced, the Gabi the Kenas? The father, just like he gets Kesef Kedusha, he gets the Kenas too. Kol Shvach Nu Reho Liavio. So therefore, Svara-wise, there shouldn't be any difference between a girl who was married and divorced, not married because she had to still be a Basula, but engaged and divorced, Arusa and divorced, where, or that she was never an Arusa. Either Torah says, Asher Lo Oroso, right? Im Kein Ma Talmud Lomar Asher Lo Oroso. The Maaseh of the Torah says that there's a Tanai of Asher Lo Oroso. According to Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, that Tanai tells me that the Knas goes to her. If she was Lo Oroso, the Knas goes to her father. If she's Oroso, the Knas goes to her. But according to Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, that even if she was Oroso and divorced, the Knas goes to her father, then these words have no meaning. There's no difference whether Oroso or Lo Oroso. She has a Knas and goes to her father. So what did the Torah write? Asher Lo Oroso. Mufne lahokish lo v'lodun heimenek zereshadah. Denachanami. This is really not relevant. The Asher Lo Oroso was only written for Gzereshadah. It wasn't written to make a tnai in who he gets a Knas or not. It has nothing to do with the conditions of getting a Knas and who the Knas goes to. It just was written to make a Gzereshadah. Extra words to make a Gzereshadah. Nemar kan asher lo rosa. Here it says asher lo rosa. The nemar lahanon asher lo rosa. And by onus it says asher lo rosa. And by pitu it says asher lo rosa. Ma kan chamishim at lahanon chamishim. Just like over here, the Torah specifies how much knas chamishim keset. There too, it's also chamishim, even though it doesn't say the feirish how much. Ma lahanon shkolim. And just like over there, it says specifically the kesef is in shkolim, kafkan shkolim, but it's completely for gzereshava. Those words asher lo orasa are not to give a condition of who and if there's a knas. It's only to make gzereshava, even though it's completely out of the pashup shot of the psukim. We'll see. Okay, Rashi. According to Rabbi Akiva, that in the Mishnah, that which it says Asher Lo Orasa is only a condition, not if there's a knas or not, but who the knas goes to. Why don't we same thing with the other conditions? You need a besula who's a nara that the father should get the knas. But if she's not a besula or she's not a nara, there is a knas, but she gets it. Say the same thing, just like you say by Orosa. Hachinami delo memayit legamrei v'tidrosh nara lo viyahi bogeres liatzma. Halo ashkechon dishtamit tana umasni bogeres ish lo knas. The name Rabbi Akiva. Now we don't find that there's any tana who says that a bogeres gets a knas. There should be somebody, and we should say it's Rabbi Akiva. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say that the same condition would apply to bogeres and a ba'ula as applies to an Orosa? Why are you mamayit a bogeres and a ba'ula completely, and a lo Orosa you only say that the knas goes to her and not to the father? Here in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva says different than he says in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said there is a knas and it goes to the daughter. And here he says there is a knas and this also goes to the father. Completely irrelevant, therefore, the words Asher Lo Orasa. However, Avia Zakeh Bekesef Kedusheho Shalohu Midna Arusa. Whenever she's a Nara and she gets married, the money of the Kedushin goes to him. Ulakam and Yalifa Perik Narish Nispatator. Later on, the Gemara is going to learn where we know that from. Ma Kesef Kedusheho Afal Pishin Isaris of Niskarisha Meyaku Kishichozeris and Miskadeshis Besoch Narus. Just like the Kesef Kedushin makes no difference if she was ever married before or not, still the father gets the Kesef Kedushin as long as she's still a Nara. So too, the Knas, La Via Havi, the Ha Kol Kedushin Nara, Shalfinin La Via, the Gabi Kedushin Loksib Miyuta Dashir Lo Orasa Kihacha. By Kedusha doesn't say Asher Lo Rasa. It says that whenever she gets married, when she's a Nara, irrelevant to what happened before that, she has Kedusha. She has Kesef Kedusha go to the father. Nemar Kan Ba'ones, Lahalam B'mafate. By Ones, it says, what's it called? Asher Lo Rasa, and it says 50. And by the Mafuta, it doesn't say how much, 50, but it says Shkolim. So we learn Xerishava that, just like by Ones, it's 50. By Mefata, it's also 50. And just like by Mefata, it's Shkolim. By Ones, is also Shkolim. Malahali Mefata Shkolim, Desiv Yishkol, Kesef Yishkol, Kemoar Habesulos. Rabbi Akiva, my choses to Asher lo Rosal Xerishava, Ubesula Lamute Beula. Lechora, now we have extra words by Ones and Mefuta. So Rabbi Akiva says the words Asher lo Orasa are not relevant. They're just there to make a Xerishava. But the words Besula and Nara, those are Bedavka. Maybe not. Maybe Asher lo Orasa is Bedavka. And if she was ever an Arusa, she doesn't get a Knas. And the word Besula or the word Nara are for the Xerishava, because it says Besula and Nara by both, Ones and Mefata. Let's use those words for the Xerishava, and that it shouldn't be Dafka, and Asher Lo Orasa is Dafka. Why choose to say the words Asher Lo Orasa are not Dafka? They're just there for Xerishava, but Besula and what's it called, and Nara are yes, but Dafka? Say the opposite. Say that either one, Besula or Nara, there for the Xerishava, and what's it called, and Asher Lo Orasa is Bedafka. How do you know that? Ema Besula l'gzereshave v'asher lo orasa prat l'narash in esarsav in esgarsha. Why does Rabbi Akiva choose to make the words asher lo orasa irrelevant only to the gzereshave, and the other ones dafka? Say the opposite, that the besula is for gzereshave and asher lo orasa is dafka. Where it says mistabra asher lo orasa l'gzereshave sharani kori bo nara besula. No, it makes sense to say Asher lo Orasa is not lav davka, because you're still mekayim the fact that she's a nara and a besula. So Asher lo Orasa is lav davka. Right? Other rabbis, what are you talking about? Besula l'gzereshava, sharini kori bo Asher lo Orasa. Right? So just the opposite. Say the opposite. Let's make Asher lo Orasa davka. Right? And what's it called? And the besula l'gzereshava, in order that you can still be makayim asher lo orasa. Otherwise, asher lo orasa is irrelevant. Just as much as you're telling me that if you say the opposite way, right, you can't, that then besula is irrelevant, right? Better to make besula relevant and asher lo orasa. Now, why? Make this one of them has to be irrelevant. So, what difference make which one it is? One says no, mistabra ha ishtini gufa v'halo ishtini gufa. It's mistaber that the ones where it says a change in her body are more relevant and more bedavka than the one where there's no change in her body. So if she's not a besula, there's a change in her body. If she's not a nara, she's a change. She's an older person. Mashenkein erusin is a side thing. Has no change in her essence, her body itself. She's not older and she's not changed physically. Right, it's just a condition that's extraneous to her. So therefore, if you have to make one of them bedavka and one not bedavka, better to say there was a change in her body, that's bedavka, than if there's no change in her body. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Osi Rashi, Ema Besula L'Gzereshove, V'Lav L'Mute Bula. Besula is not bedavka. Besula is only to make Gzereshove. Let's say that. Just like Rabbi Akiva says it the opposite, let's use this limud. The yehe knas lebeula, and there will be a knas or a beula too. And the word besula is only to make exereshava. And then we learn asher lo orasa also davka. She couldn't be ever an arusa. Mistabra asher lo orasa exereshava, vafilo orasa isla knas, share mikori bo nara besula. Afalpishin is arsa, and is garsha, the hanara besula, he can receive kra. No, it's more mistaber that Asher lo Orasa is lav davka, because then you're still mekayim the fact that it says Nara and Besula. He said, what are you talking about? It's the opposite. Maybe Naro Basula's loved Afka and Yuslumakaim Asher Lo Rosso. Adarabba Basula Lakzirishova, the Lavla Mute Bu'ula Biznus, and Lieshla Knas La Bu'ula Biznus, Sharini Koryoso, Nara Asher Lo Rosso. And the Bedafka, the other conditions, Nara and Lo Rosso. So Basula will be loved Afka. Verses no. Mistabra Arusa Yeshla Knasu Bu'ula Ema. It's Mistabra that if one of them has to be loved Afka, and only for Gzirishova, and the other one is Dafka, it's more Mistabra that where there's a change in her body, that's Dafka, and the case where there's no change in her body is Lav Dafka. So Ishni Gufa, Upagma, Ein Rav Kolkach, and therefore it makes a difference that if she was raped, it's not as big a tragedy if she was not a Basula as if she was a Basula. V'hod, v'nisarsa, v'nisgar, shalom nishtan the Gufa. Mashen Kain, if the condition is Arusa, that wasn't a change in her body. Zemara says, Rav Yossi Aglili hai svara minole. Where does Rav Yossi Aglili know that, that it's 50 shkolim for onus and mafata? Where does he doesn't have this gzereshova? Nafkale mitanya. Kesef yishkol kemor habesulos. Shiaheze kemor habesulos. Umor habesulos kazeh. He learns it from the fact that it says, Kesef Yishkol Kemor Habesulos, that we learn from there that just like Mor Habesulos by Mefate is the same thing as the Onus and the Mela, what's it called? Here it's 50 and there it's 50, here it's Shekel and there it's Shekel. Okay, Rashi. Hosvara, the Chamishim Kesef, the Onus Shkolim. How does he know that by Onus the 50 is Shkolim? And that the kesef yishkol b'mafate is chamishim. How does he learn that you put one by the other? According to Rabbi Kivi, you have a gzereshava. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he doesn't learn that lo orosa for gzereshava. He learns it to be mamayit, that a woman who was ever in arusa doesn't get a knas. So where does he know this gzereshava from? Kemor habesulos, minyan hamafurish etzel onis v'hainu chamishim. Right, just like by mor habesulos, which is the case of onis, it says b'feirish 50, so too over here is 50. Umor habesulos you shkolim, and just like over here it's shkolim, over there it's also shkolim. So he learns it from the words kimor habesulos. Kasha d'Rabbi Akiva d'Rabbi Akiva. Now we're asking the question. Chora Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says that an besula who was orosa and nisgarsha has a knas, but the knas goes to her. In the Brisa, Rabbi Akiva says she has a knas and it goes to her father. So which is it? Mara says, Trei Tanoim, I'll leave with Rabbi Akiva. Right, there's two Tanoim, and they hold differently in what Rabbi Akiva said. One said that Rabbi Akiva learned the diuk asher lo orosa, but it was only mamayit that the knas goes to her and not to her father. And the Brisa learns he doesn't bechlal learn any diuk from lo orosa. It's purely there for exereshava. And there's no difference between a knas of an orosa and a lo orosa. They both go to the. They both is a knas and it goes to the father.